The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so welcome. And a little bit, for some people, there's a tradition of seeing meditation as a ritual, as maybe distinct from a practice. And one of the advantages of seeing it as a ritual is that there might be less emphasis on attainment or getting something or accomplishing something, but trusting the ritual, going through the steps of the ritual, as if there's something deeper going on here than meets the eye. Ritual speaks to the subconscious, you know, where the parts of our minds, our hearts that we don't see are at least as important as what we do see. And rituals have a way of talking to or communicating with or expressing what we, you know, the fuller sense of who we are. And when we talk about a practice, which, you know, a lot of what we do, one of the challenges around that is feeling too responsible for what's going to happen. Feel like we have to do it ourselves. So to maybe think of this as a ritual. And maybe for some of you, if the language works okay, a sacred ritual. So to assume a upright posture, a posture of presence, that you're going to be here. And ritual has a lot to do with being in the ritual, participation. And if we're going to participate with meditation, not just with the mind, but we're going to participate with our whole being, what posture would you assume? What kind of care would you give to your posture? And perhaps lowering your gaze, relaxing your sight, not looking at anything in particular, and gently closing your eyes. And as a ritual, you can begin by acknowledging how you are. Not so much to judge it or be concerned with it, but to acknowledge it to make room for feeling and sensing how you are right now. As if whatever way you are, whatever way you are, is okay for the purposes of this ritual of meditation. Acknowledging how you are, letting it be this way, in the middle of it, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. As if the deep breaths, the expansion of the chest, the belly, the shoulders, that movement of expansion is moving through how you are. And then as you exhale, you're relaxing into how you are. Relaxing it, settling it. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And then entering into this ritual of presence. What is it that feels good or pleasant, feels right, that you can feel and be with without having to think about it? What is it in your present moment experience, sitting in meditation posture, that has a feeling of rightness or goodness or even pleasure that you don't have to think about? Maybe if there is such a thing, breathe with it, breathe through it. And as you exhale, relax your body, relax, settle in. And part of the ritual of meditation is the act of letting go, not necessarily of anything, but letting go of the holding to anything. Whatever is happening, it's maybe okay, whatever exists for you is fine. But the holding onto it, or the pushing it away, a ritual letting go of the holding. And in a sense, then giving freedom to whatever you're holding onto, letting it be free. Free of your holding. Let go anything you're holding on to. Let go of the holding. And if you can't let go of the holding, relax the holding. Relax the way the mind, the heart is gripped on. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, in what ways might you be holding on to things, clinging, resisting, tightening down, that interferes with your capacity for friendliness, that interferes with your capacity for kindness? What way are you preoccupied that gets in the way of your ability to be generous? And can you relax and let go, even temporarily, so your kindness, your generosity, maybe your love is available in how you regard and think about the world, how you look upon others? And at the end of this meditation, might you look upon the world, letting your inner eye turn outwards, inner care, to the people of your life, your communities, strangers. And extend for a couple of minutes here an attitude of friendliness, an attitude of goodwill, well-wishing. May you, the people of my life, the people that I see and pass in the streets and encounter in my different circles of communities, may you be happy. May you be safe. May you be peaceful. May you be free. May you be free of my clinging, my attachments. May you be free of my ill will and frustrations and my needs, my assertions of myself onto you. May you be free. May we be free together, free of holding and clinging, so that we can live together and meet in friendship, and care, kindness, and love. So with that, thank you for the meditation. Bring it to an end. And where I'm sitting here, there's no bell. And it didn't occur to me to bring one. So this will be the end. Thank you.